I came in to open up one morning, there you were with your head half in the toilet. Your hair was in the toilet water. Disgusting.
Paul, you want to read your statement?
I don't write nothing down, so I'll keep this short and sweet. You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
Oh, listen,
guys,
you.
Guys, whoa, 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 whoa. We said non-judgmental.
Fuck that. Let him take his medicine.
Seriously, Paul, you want to talk about fucking up?
Watch it, Chrissy.
Why? I thought we're being honest here. You got some balls, you know that? All of you. You want to talk about self-control? How about you, Sil? Fucking every slut you got working in the place when you got a wife and kids at home?
Guys, whoa, whoa.
Christopher.
Oh, you, Paulie. Yeah, remember last winter in the woods with the Russian guy?
Christopher, I'm fucking warning you.
There he goes, Mr. Type A personality.
We are here to talk about you killing yourself with drugs, not my fucking personality.
That's right.
I'm gonna kill myself? The way you fucking are, you gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh, no.
Holy, sit down.
You're talking to the boss here.
Good, maybe someone will smack some goddamn sense into him.
Great, my own mother. Fuck you, you fucking whore. Oh,
son of a
sucker. Yo!
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Another whole deal. Too much baby. Back
too much baby.
Well, let me welcome you to another Papa's Basement, done entirely in the character of Elvis. I'm joking about that. Matt, relax. You look scared. I'm not going to do the whole damn show as Elvis, man. I'm pulling your leg. What? You can talk. The mic's on.
I'm not nervous.
Talk into the mic. Everyone get our levels.
I'm about
straight.
To break the mic.
Hello.
Hello, and that's Matt's girlfriend, Kylie.
Hello.
As we have Elvis playing softly in the background, like a Japanese karaoke bar. Want to welcome everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement. You can hear us live, Jack, every Saturday, 3 to 4, www.fcac.org/WEBR. I don't know. I'm not going to go on with that. But we're also archived and have, I think, finally working podcasts at inpapasbasement.com. I like how I said I think I do. Like, I have a whole staff that does it, and it's not just me. Down in the basement masturbation den. But I think you can find us on iTunes now, actually, which is cool. I'm now high cotton. I'm moving on up. And,
high cotton.
I'm an old slave owner now. You didn't know that about me. And we also have DirtyTissues.com, which might actually get updated this week. Maybe.
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 And the shoot.
And the, oh, yeah. And if you send me a, if you contact me, I guess I could put on In Papa's Basement the little film we shot for effects.
It was on there already.
It's hidden. Like, it's uploaded to the page, but I don't have a direct link up because I don't know if FX is anal about me putting out the material or not.
No.
God, I hate this mic. They replaced all our mics, and it's nice, but the levels are softer than the Charmin Bear's ass, you know?
I like the Charmin Bear. Leave the Charmin Bear alone.
He's cute. Talking to the mic more. Speak up, sir. I want you to sing! There we go. Yeah, okay, you hit some good levels there. So, yeah, I started off the day on a happy note. I feel bad saying all this in front of your girlfriend. Because I...
Really, I don't care.
Okay, yeah. It's
She's
usually,
around me enough.
Yeah.
Impervious to it.
For the normal listeners, you know, it's typically Will, who is my hired gun, who's in the studio with me. But Will texted me at about 1, saying, I've been busy. I have to work on my sleep. I don't think I can make it. So, you know, God bless you, Will, sleeping at 3 p.m. I hope you're doing it. And if you're just up shaving yourself in the mirror, I will kill you. I mean, he's Greek, man. He does the maintenance shaving, too.
He's a hairy mother.
I haven't in, like, a month, so my chest is kind of grown in a little bit. Like, you can see it through there.
It's like a prison log.
Yeah, that's 3-4 weeks somewhere there.
Oh.
Yeah. The beard's only 6-7 days.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe 8. But, yeah, it's a little disgusting. And yeah, I started off with a very good dream. I was getting some action in my dreams, which is always a good thing. And oh my God, I was caught again.
All they want from you is your man juice.
There we go. Mic levels back up. But I don't know if you guys have had a dream like this where my old man used to caution me. He said whenever he was a little kid and he wet the bed, he was just having a dream of pissing against like a brick wall. And then he'd wake up and, of course, he was just pissing himself. So ever since then, whenever I'm about to piss myself, which has only happened one time to me, and I'll tell that story in a moment if it has not been told on air. No, it hasn't. It hasn't. Oh, it's a
sad one. I don't believe it has been.
No, it's
Our lucky day.
Yeah, I owe an apology to my mom for this one. But, yeah, I was having a dream, and it was literally me in the clothes I'd been wearing to bed.
Wait. So the first time you've ever pissed yourself was, like, what, last night? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't. I averted disaster this morning. I'm saying I've only done it once, but I've always lived in fear of dreams where it's me pissing against an object. And lo and behold, this morning, my twist on a dream was just me dreaming about me in my bed wetting it. And I'm like, holy crap, you know, like it was 5 seconds and I wake up instantly, like, I'm up, like, hand on my crotch immediately, nothing. And I'm like, okay, there's no risking that. So I, you know, trotted off to the bathroom. But no, the one time unless my mom wants to call in and correct me, like I did it as a kid, which I don't think I ever did. But, it was the night Andy Richter left the Conan O'Brien show. That means nothing to you guys. Matt and Kylie are younger.
I used to watch his show, Andy Richter Controls the Universe, when it was on Fox. But it was
okay. He used to be He was a co-host for Conan, and he was there, I'd say, the first 6 years of the show. And I was pounding beers at my friend's house during the show and singing along with it, and probably, you know, listening to Black Sabbath during the commercials, whatever the hell we did. Oh, I think there's mommy. Let's see what we got.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Yellow. Caller, did I? Hello.
Hi, I'm happy to report none of my children was a bedwetter.
Yes.
Okay.
But how long until I was potty trained again?
4 years.
Lest anyone think I was developed.
Well, they always said, I told you what the doctor said, the pediatrician.
Say it again so the
very
audience
intelligent,
knows I'm smart.
Creative kids, boys especially, take very long to potty train.
And when does a normal kid potty train?
They can't. Boys around 3, pretty much, 2.5 to 3. Girls can do it sometimes 1.5 to 2, but that's just extraordinary.
And the million-dollar question, if you remember, what Transformer did you reward me with when I could crap?
Oh, gosh, I don't recall.
Oh, you didn't love me.
John, I did it. You know it. I just, you know, I've had a lot of, things to take away my memory.
You would remember that you purchased Optimus Prime for me learning to crap in the toilet.
Oh, it was that huge one that was was made up of several smaller ones?
You just described every Transformer ever made.
No, there was the one that was rather tall.
Okay, that was Optimus.
And each of its limbs was a different Transformer.
No, Optimus was a red truck.
Oh, I don't recall that, but I'm so thrilled. And red was always your favorite color.
Well, I was going to confess on air the one time I did wet the bed.
I don't recall that.
No, you didn't. I tricked you, and you cleaned it up, and you didn't know it.
Oh, okay. Well, but you didn't have a problem with that.
No.
Okay.
But I want to apologize for tricking you.
Oh, all right.
And cleaning my tinkle. It was, I was a junior in high school, I guess, or maybe a senior. And No. This is freshman year of college. I was back home for Christmas.
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah. And
Will there?
No, Will is working on his sleep.
What happened to him?
Do I sound that much like Will?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't hear the beginning, and I was away from. I was out of earshot, and I didn't hear the intro. Who was there?
It is Matt Ganoza.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, hi. How are you?
And his girlfriend Kylie.
Hello,
hi, Kylie.
She was nice enough to come along.
Very good. But so anyway, Will's all right.
He's fine. He just texted me and said he wanted to sleep, and I, of course, mocked him and then let him go.
He has off today, I take it.
Yeah.
Maybe something later. Okay.
I don't know, but, I just wanted to tell you what happened.
Oh, okay.
Because you're on air, you're always good on air, everyone loves you on air.
Oh, well, thank you.
I had some beers, and not that many, 6 or 7, and of course drove home. And I, for whatever reason, the beers really hit me, and I woke up the next day face down on my bed.
Oh.
and I just peed the whole thing. It was like a huge perfect circle around my boxer shorts.
It was a crater.
Yeah, oh exactly. God. And remember how you and Dad used to keep those huge water bottles in the fridge?
Yes.
Well, I woke up with a new pair of boxers on and ran and got one of those, and I spilled it on the bed and convinced you that I had simply spilled the water on the bed.
Ah.
And then you sopped it all up, but it was actually my wee-wee.
I vaguely remember
so
you telling
to have me
this.
Clean it up.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to clean it. I didn't want to. Calculating
John, you told me this years ago.
Yeah.
You told me this like 3 or 4 years ago.
It happened in 2000. It's a good story.
Yeah. I completely forgot you told me about that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of, you know, the drunken man sort of thing. I'm talking about the things that happened in one's youth, and I never had a problem with you guys.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So we were not bedwetters.
No.
I just didn't crap until I was 4.
John, you know, that's an entirely different sort of thing, you know.
I know.
All right.
I'm just having fun with it. And what was the deal? Like, I was always backed up when I was a little kid?
Yeah. Yeah, that was part of it. And I think it was because your Thea Thespina, your Aunt Thespina, when she watched you when I first had to go back to work, I went after 3 months. I mean, much against my wishes, but, you know, I had to. But anyway, she came to watch you, and there seems to be this, at least on the island of Crete, thing to do. They grease you up. She was giving you a kind of concoction with olive oil in it to make you go. And I think once she left and you weren't getting it, you got stuffed up. We would give it to you sometimes, but I didn't think it was a good thing to give a child.
Okay.
Who knows? Who knows? You were withholding it. You know, I think, they, you know, as Dr. Schweitzel said.
My pediatrician, the beloved Dr. Schweitzel.
Yeah, he said that.
Good guy.
Children such as you regarded as part of their body, and you thought part of you was leaving you.
But I never grabbed it or anything.
No,
weird.
Okay. No.
Now, here's another childhood memory while we're on the poop topic, because you know it entertains me. Did I ever take a really oddly colored, like, silver and orange dump?
Yes. Yes.
Good. I knew I remembered that.
Yes, and I got all panicky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't it placed in a jar?
I probably took it in.
It was fished out.
Or maybe I think they told
cup.
Me I didn't have to bring it in.
Really?
And they said those sorts of things.
Okay,
happened.
So that part of the memory is false.
It's true. Yeah, I don't think I took it in because they assured me, Mrs. Papa Giorgio, believe me, children have these different colors.
I still remember it. It was
yes,
silver
orange
like a go-bot.
Silver, yeah. I was so, oh, God, I really, you know, I was just like a hawk of a mother because I remember
yes.
one time I said to Dr.
Which is why we are what we are.
I know. I said to Dr. Schweitzel, well, I guess I am pretty much a lioness with her cubs. And he says, Mrs. Papa Giorgio, I think of you as a hawk.
Yeah. You always quote that.
I thought it was the funniest line.
And that is why you will shuffle off this mortal coil seeing neither of us married.
Thanks.
We can provide you bastard grandchildren if you wish, though.
John.
What?
I don't want that.
Really? Okay.
Think in terms of marriage.
All right.
All right, honey.
I love you.
Love you, too. I'm going to get ready. I haven't gotten ready yet and go off to Frederick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got to do that sometime with you.
Yeah.
I think
so. By the way, did you get my note about the refund? You know, at least the refund, not the stimulus, although that was advertised on Fox Cable as the stimulus number. Do you have a copy of your tax return, don't you? You didn't leave that here. You left me all the pieces that led up to it.
I like how you know to cover your ass before addressing me.
Yeah. Do you have a copy?
I have a copy.
Good, because you didn't bring it here. Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
Wait, what's the tax return? I don't know this crap.
Oh, I left.
I just said yes. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, I emailed you an 800 number. You have to call in. And just tell them, of course, your Social Security number.
Yeah.
And then the exact amount of your refund, not the cents, just the dollars.
From
and they
last
can tell
year?
You, for the one that was just filled. And they can tell you if it's been mailed, or at least the status.
Oh, I don't care, as long as it comes eventually.
But yeah, but it's best to find out if anything's going
on. Just because I'm on Skid Row.
And the other thing is that, you know, there was no word on it about finding out about your stimulus check.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Mommy.
All right, hon.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, my dad was telling me about that. Apparently, they sent, like, 25,000 stimulus checks to the wrong people.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I would
my dad's not sure where his is.
It was sent to a man of this descent. There you go.
Just more fodder for my father to complain.
It was sent to a Latin male. But, so, yeah, that's kind of... Trying to think what went on this week. Oh, you know what? Monday night, my friend Dave showed up. I don't know if you guys, you've never met Dave.
The Italian?
Yeah, you have. You've met Dave Italian.
No, I've never actually met him, but he's on the Dirty Tissues.
Exactly. He's Bobby. For whatever reason, we switched a name. I don't know. Whenever I create any character, it's just my name or my friend's name. Keep it simple. But Dave showed up, and he was begging me to go out to a bar with him. Because he got in his first marriage fight. Like, old school Al Bundy marriage type wedding suck fight. I'll tell you guys the story. And, of course, you'll side with Dave when you hear the story. But you'd lose the argument against his wife. Oh, I have another caller.
That's my sister.
Really?
I don't like people playing on my phone.
I don't. Yellow. It's James Lee.
You know this.
Oh, what is up, sir?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Say hi to James Lee, my illustrious former coworker.
Hello.
Hello.
Matt and Kylie?
Kylie.
Kylie, how are you all?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Did I meet you all at the John Papa Giorgio send-off?
No, they are under 21, because I am an awful, awful human being.
Oh.
They're 12 and 13.
Well, that's okay. It was nice to meet you, everybody.
What's up, man?
I love it. I love it. Hey, let me interrupt your show for a minute and tell your mom, of course, hello, as always.
Certainly.
But I have to tell you, did I tell you my wife just texted me again?
I saw an email saying that she was hitting you up for a K.
Oh, hey!
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
About right. But she asked for another 500, so now it's 1,500.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not liking this.
I have some advice for you because I sampled Saving Silverman. I've got like 4 new toys for the week. Here's some advice. Here it comes.
Stay away from women. All they want from you is your man juice.
There you go. They just wanted your man juice, James.
Oh, let me warn all of you children up there.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful when you send your family overseas.
Because James has a your wife is Filipino, right?
Yes.
And she's back in the motherland right now.
Yes, this is like Papa's confessional. Continue.
Yeah, and well, James is the only other dude I know, really, I think, who's married, and you've been married so long that the shock of your first beating at her hands is worn off.
Oh.
Like, you're just a beaten man. Like, you don't tell these tales. Like, Dave was shocked. See, you would understand where Dave's wife is coming from because you're a beaten-down man. You've been trained.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would tell him it was a rookie mistake. I'll give you the quick rundown. All of their first Mother's Day together, like the kid's maybe 6 months old or some crap.
Uh-huh.
He's asking, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Big mistake.
And, James, I'll let you guess. What was her answer to what do you want to do throughout the day?
You just do it.
Yeah, exactly. But she
That's what you do, but she's, I don't want to do anything.
Perfect.
I just want to be cool.
James is a trained man. She was saying nothing.
That means you better get up and do something.
Better goddamn do something.
Yeah.
Exactly. You better do something. You better think of it, and you better make it sexy.
Yeah, well, now I do it to the tune of Tagalog.
Yeah, man. Long story short, she was, later in the day, his family invites her and the kid and, you know, Dave over for dinner. See how well trained he is.
You don't spend time with his family. You spend time with her and her alone.
Jesus Christ. He is good.
I'm a prophet.
He is good. James, you are good.
I've been in the life for 9 years, man. I'm almost a pro.
Yeah, my Lord. Like,
big mistake. Big mistake.
He screwed up. He says, okay, if you don't care, then we'll all go to family dinner. So he eats with the in-laws. She comes home and literally ticks off till it's midnight. And when it's 12:00,
that's the right time. That's when it's
she
time
goes,
to kick me in.
She turns to him and says, thank you for making my first Mother's Day so special.
Oh, I taste the sarcasm.
Yeah, and just starts laying into his poor Italian hide.
Oh.
His greasy Guinea olive oil hide.
Oh.
God bless him.
Oh, the irony of it all.
And the next day, so he figures he will apologize by, like, cooking her a big, big fancy dinner.
That doesn't really do it.
Nah, it didn't. God.
The damage is already done.
It's, between you and Al Bundy and Howard Stern and Dave, I don't think I can get married.
Oh, you can, but you know what? Just really know what you want and just really be patient. That's all it takes.
Oh, my God. So you're saying it's good that I dodged our little work bullet friend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't want any of that. Trust me.
No.
Trust me.
I wanted you to get on air and vent on that good stuff, but no. Yeah, she doesn't care about the grilled swordfish, the salmon wrapped in bacon. She could care less. So he blows up and he says, "Screw you, I'm going to the bar."
That's about right.
Yeah, and so I was drinking there. I show up at the bar. It's Dave. He's got a full pack of cigarettes waiting for me. I feel like a young hot broad he's trying
keeping
to seduce.
You, keeping you there.
Yeah.
Keeping you there.
I have one beer. I'm like, "Dave, you know, I can't have too many. I'm on a budget." He's like, "John, if I keep buying rounds, will you stay out with me?"
I heard this.
And so I was being fed vodka and Red Bulls and other beers. I was a sexy young chippy for the night.
Well, get this. Let me ask you this. Do you all know how your stimulus check is coming back?
By the mail?
Okay. Well, I think I just found out that mine is going back to the bank account. And you know what?
Oh, you're a direct deposit.
Yeah, I think so. And who doesn't have access to that?
Oh, she does? I hope it's she doesn't. Please tell me it's she doesn't and not that you don't. You don't have it?
No.
She doesn't.
Because I don't know the password.
Oh, my God.
She ain't giving
darkness,
it up.
Darkness, everybody.
Oh, poor brother
darkness.
Darkness,
everybody.
Why?
Help me.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm living on peanuts here.
You really are. I mean, Dave, I'm not kidding. James, like, when we would go out for lunch once in a while, if we wanted a reprieve from all the asshats that would horn in on us during the lunch hour, I'm gonna keep that purposely vague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. A soundbite was supposed to kick in during that.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, why aren't you working?
Soundbite? Maybe she's a lesbo.
Who said that? I don't know. Yeah. Anyhow, if we wanted to get out, he would have to store up money. How long would it take you saving up for, like, 1 week?
I think it took, like, maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks to afford any kind of $4 or $5 lunch.
Like a Happy Meal or something.
Yeah. And if he wanted to keep the car, it was, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But
it was bad.
Yeah. This is a man who makes you earn 100% of the money in the household, right?
Yeah, that's about right.
And I'm looking
at
this.
That is right.
I'm looking at this young couple in front of me, and they're thinking, that would never happen to us.
I think you all are great. I don't know you, but I'm telling you, just be careful. Be careful.
Is that just the nature of the marriage beast, or is that more a young marriage problem, James? Or
okay, let me put it to you this way.
Because Al Bundy was married at 18, Howard Stern was married at about 20. Al Bundy's fictional, but this is all I got in my life.
I won't tell anybody. But you know what's funny is that, okay, we had our really biggest fight was over me leaving the toilet seat up.
Really?
And you know where I wound up sleeping that night?
In the toilet?
No.
Where?
At work.
What?
I slept at the you didn't know about that?
No.
Ask
you were
Edith.
Cold as ice.
That's
Jeez. Ask Edith, man. I slept at work one night because I was like, I am not going to get any of this here, you know. I ain't taking any more of this crap. But the worst part was that, of course, she called the police and told them I ran off. And, of course, one of the police officers was a kid I went to school with.
Oh, God.
So he calls me at work, and he's like, James? I was like,
What?
Yeah.
He's like, what? Clearinghouse, welcome to it, huh?
Yeah, so this is Officer Ryan Willis. I was like, Ryan Johnson. Uh-huh. I mean, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there he
is. And it was like, oh, man, I feel so low.
Oh, my God.
But
I didn't know
horrible.
You ever slept at work.
I slept there one night.
Wow.
One night. And it was because I left the toilet seat up.
Oh, you beaten man. You know who really pities you? Diana Loy.
Oh, she does.
Diana Loy really loves you and worries about you.
You should hear her when I'm on the phone or when I'm like...
Oh, she'll tell me stories about how beaten you are, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, it's not even funny. He thinks it's funny, but it's not. I just feel sorry for him.
What woman would not want to stay home and wake up at, 10 o'clock in the evening or in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Wake up bitching that the Price is Right comes on at 11 because that's too early.
not working, not doing anything, just relaxing. You
yeah,
know?
That's my
all
life.
Do is clean, you know, clean a little bit. The end.
Yeah.
And then go on two vacations a year. You have a car, it's paid for. You have everything. You got a house. Everything's taken
and
care of.
And the irony is, she knows she can't rock the boat because she knows she can't let this gravy train with biscuit wheels get away.
You got a BMW.
And so she's got to chomp into you.
A black man working.
Yeah, exactly.
That's rare. You know how rare that is?
she scored it all. She gets the man meat rearranging her organs.
Oh.
The black snake moan.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And the paycheck.
Oh.
She's all set up.
Darkness, everybody.
I work for the biggest pimp in town. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to check up with you. I don't want to rob your whole show. I just want to check up with you.
It's all gold to me, sir. This is a rare treat and honor. You stay as long as you want.
Well, I actually got to get upstairs and continue cooking for myself since you know, ain't nobody here to do it for me.
I thought you were cooking something to send back to her.
Well,
that's how whipped she got you.
The money already went.
Oh, my God.
But I was going to ask you, what are we doing tonight? Is it comedy club?
Yeah, JD actually said he might be doing an open mic or something, so we
tonight
could
or
just.
Monday?
I think you're right. I think he said Monday.
Yeah, because Depp told me about it yesterday while we was playing ball.
Was it? Okay, then that's what he's talking about. So Saturday, yeah, there's one in Maryland if you want to just pile over to my joint or something.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, but yeah, man, we'll definitely do something.
All right, well, tell everybody I said hey, and again, kids, wrap it up.
Exactly. Keep your
be careful.
Keep the bag on your ween ween.
All right,
Prophet.
See you later. All right.
Oh God, love him. How
Why
I love
have I never
James
met him?
What now?
Why have I never met him?
Because he's so pussy whipped. there's a clip we're going to play, and
how old is he?
We're going to observe perfect silence during this clip because it is the James Lee clip. I might as well title it that. Here it comes.
Let me tell you another thing. You do not apply the term pussy whip to Hank Kingsley.
James Lee.
No? No. He has never been, nor never will be, whipped by anything, let alone a pussy.
There you go. That's the James Lee clip. And Hank, as soon as that scene ends, runs off to appease his wife. That's what makes it funny.
What movie is that?
That is Larry Sanders, sir.
Oh, that's Larry Sanders?
That is some great... I have tons of Larry Sanders here. Let's see. Here's...
No.
The post-show critique.
No.
The post-show critique is already from Larry Sanders, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
I love it. But, yeah, so James is... James got 2 years on me. So he's like 29, you know, going to hit 30 one of these days.
So you got married when he was about 20?
Yes.
Okay.
He got married or freshly 21, something like that. And, yeah, I guess it's been downhill ever since. Just riding that toboggan. And he had the kid at 26, something like that. Kid's about four-ish, three-ish.
Oh, okay.
Three. So, yeah, 26. So, yeah, you wrap that stuff up.
Yeah.
You take a soldering iron, you put it on top of your pee hole, if that's what it takes. But you don't have yourself a rugrat. But, oh, Lord, what the hell else can we go over? Oh, they were touching each other in the studio. Sexually. What's up?
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for reciprocating.
Matt, shut up.
That's Matt doing the smooth man voice. God, these new mics. I practically have to deep throat this thing to get heard on everyone else's level. I know my level's going to suck after the show, too. That's what kills me. Everyone else has these healthy, vibrant levels. And I'm like, I'm going to sound like Darth Vader. It's awful. But I guess, well, let's see. I went to a grad party. My friend Diana, congrats to you for graduating from sixth grade. No, she graduated from George Mason. I am not going to go with all the pedophile jokes today.
How old is Diane?
Diana is 23-ish, maybe 20.
I thought she was your age.
No.
You gotta call her.
No, I keep the company of younger people so I don't feel like such a failure. Because the people my age, I'm like, you're very old and mature and do things. I don't like this. It makes me feel bad about myself. Hello.
Hey, John. It's Howard.
Howard. Oh, my God. We got all the friends. Howard Howard Lucas Highland. There we go. Howard's half Korean. I was waiting to play that soundbite all day. What's up, man?
I'm just in Richmond.
You're still in... Oh, okay. So you're like slowly heading up here?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm coming out tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I think we got like a open mic night planned. And yeah, just come along for that. And then you can crash at our joint.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Just got out of Iron Man.
What did you think? I know Iron Man growing up was your man.
I know, right? No, like, they did it right, you know? They had the Ghostface Killer reference. They had Ozzy Osbourne to end it. Like,
yeah.
Covered all their bases.
I liked it. I was proud. I don't think it's, like, the tier one, like a Batman Begins, but it's pretty close, like 1.5 or something.
The best part, to me, is going to be the sequel. The sequel is going to be better than the first one because they had to set it up.
With War Machine?
Yeah, no, like, I mean, they set it up so blatantly. Like, Terrence Howard's there, you're like, well, obviously he's going to be War Machine in the next... Like, he even just outright says it when he sees the second suit. It's like, next time.
Next time. I know, I dug that.
Yeah.
I like how they just got the balls.
Yeah, they're just like, we know there's going to be sequel material.
Oh, yeah. No, he's 100% signed up. It's all worked out already.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. They must have done that before. Like, he wouldn't have signed the dotted line without knowing he's going to be War Machine in the sequel, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Like, otherwise... Yeah, otherwise they would have had some nobody play him.
Yeah. Did you see the stuff after the credits?
Yes. You just ruined it for everyone who hasn't seen it, by the way.
I said nothing. I just said, did you see the stuff after the credits? There's something to see after the credits if you watch Iron Man. And otherwise you have to YouTube it.
Like X3. You have to wait.
Exactly what I thought, yeah, because I was like, it's another Marvel movie, and I remember
X3. What was X3?
Oh. Huh?
What was X3's ending?
X3, you have to wait until the end of the
credits. Oh, it's Magneto?
No, it's not Magneto. It's the dude in the chair.
Oh, what does he do?
The guy from Star Trek.
Xavier.
Xavier, whatever his name is.
Oh, he's alive?
Sorta.
Yeah, sorta. He comes to life in, like, some chicker, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
Isn't that right?
I've been carrying those wounds for years.
Yeah, I had to see the movie twice to get that, because after the first time I saw it, I was drunk off my ass.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally,
and you were how old at the time?
Huh? I was like 18 at the time.
Okay,
I just
good, man.
This was like 2 weeks before I graduated. But yeah, like I was drunk off my ass because my friends and I snuck beer. Snuck beer into the theater, and I like stood up and urinated on the theater wall. I'm not kidding.
God.
I'm not kidding.
Where did you watch this? Oh, Rio?
Oh, Fairfax.
Calcutta?
Regal Fairfax Town Center.
Wow.
Yeah, I left my mark
that's
there.
That's a good plug for him. You can piss on the walls if you go there.
Yeah, so like I had to go back a second time because everyone was like, oh, did you see at the end of the credits? I was like, no. So I have to go back and see that.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, money well spent, though. I mean, that's a great movie.
X3?
Yeah, the X series, I think, are
great.
I
like 2 a lot. 1, I wasn't so huge on. 3, I was like, eh. But 2 is like, I need the Borat sound. I don't have
very
it.
Very nice.
So
I have
to do it. I have to half-ass it.
Huh, just Google it.
What, the Borat sound?
Yeah, the soundboard.
Yeah, but I dump them all on my desktop if people want to know how the magic's made in John's studio. I just put a bunch of sound bites that I rip myself on my desktop. And then I just hit play over every single one of them. Okay, then.
Kokobuchek.
Yeah, silence. Do you know Kokobuchek?
Ding, dang, bing, bing. Yeah, bing, bing.
The click. The tongue click is what makes it. But, yeah, dude, so you were happy. Because Howard, growing up, that was his workhorse, Iron Man. Which I think always meant that Howard was going to be an interesting character.
Predator and Aliens was
fine. Because who the hell likes Iron Man out of comic characters?
I went out of my way, right?
Yeah, he's always like your third or fourth. Like, every kid wants Spider-Man or Superman or Batman or, like, I don't know, Wolverine.
I just wanted to be in the basement, you know, getting some alchemy going, like, creating weird things.
Yeah. You dug your Iron Man, though. But, yeah, that's, God, I can't believe I didn't think to ask you your opinion on that, to ask you your opinion.
Just, though, how well cast was it? Like, I never would have thought 20 years ago that A, they would have made the movie, or B, they would have picked Robert Downey Jr.,
exactly. And, of course, they will force him to lapse into alcoholism for the sequel.
Yeah, right.
Where Iron Man in the comic book is a drunkard for, like, 7 years straight or something like that.
Yeah.
So it is pretty perfectly cast.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, man, so we will see you this evening?
Yeah, I'll be... I'll be in town like 8, man, whatever's going on then.
Okay, yeah, I am going to probably hit the gym right after this because I had a disgusting lunch of Burger King. And, yeah, okay, man, I'll be waiting.
All right, man, sweet. I'll just I'll roll up to your place. Same house, right?
Which one is the last? Yeah. From like 6 months ago?
Yeah, like back in, back by the hospital.
Yeah, still there.
Yeah. All right, man.
All righty.
Cool. You have to update me on the show today.
I will give you the goods.
Cool, man. We'll see you then.
All right. Peace, man. See, it sounds like I have friends today. I love that. I love that when it accidentally happens.
Because they knew I was going to be here.
Exactly. They're calling to flirt with you, Matt. Right. How do you feel about that?
Quite good, actually.
Really?
It's a big confidence builder.
I am not gay.
That's Matt convincing us. I am
no, little boy, I'm doing this for us.
You're doing this for everybody.
Please say hello. I said I am not gay.
There you go. You've convinced me, Matt, with the sound bites. Don't stare at me. It doesn't translate on the radio. If you stare, it just sounds like dead air. It sounds like crap.
What have I convinced you of?
That you're not gay.
You're not gay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, come on.
No, I'm not gay.
There you go. No, you know what you convinced me of?
You are gay.
There we go. The truth comes out. And you want me for my man juice, according to R. Lee Ermey.
What happened to that show?
Stay away from women.
Which one?
All they want from you is your man juice.
What the hell's mail call?
You don't remember that on the History Channel?
Oh!
It was like, here's how we destroyed the Iraqis.
Yeah, the one where it's just him in character.
Him in character showing all the bombs.
Yeah, and since he was like a Marine drill sergeant, yeah. His character is just him.
Yeah.
It's just him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he... I don't know. I wonder what he's like in real life. Mm-hmm. He obviously ratcheted it up quite a few notches, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that guy.
I think he let Stanley Kubrick eat him out.
What? What did you say?
You are gay. You are gay.
You set off the alarm.
You are gay.
All right, get back on mic. I'll let Stanley
chew him.
Maybe she's a lesbo.
Chew him out. Because it was either him or Francis Ford Coppola.
For what? If it was Full Metal Jacket, it was Kubrick.
Yeah, because he was like an advisor or something.
Yeah, and he...
On,
he was getting... He recorded a tape... That
Apocalypse Now.
Then copied. And then he's, what's his face? Kubrick's like, screw it. Let's just get the guy in the tape who's acting like an asset. But R. Lee Ermey got the role that way. And little known fact, when he says the line about, you look like the type that wouldn't even have the goddamn common courtesy to give a man a reach around.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick, you know, says cut. He's like, what the hell's a reach around? And he's like, you want me to cut it out? It's this. And Kubrick just starts laughing. He's like, no, man, leave that in. So there you go. And that means that Stanley like Kubrick...
You are gay.
Yes, you are, Stanley.
It's like a golf ball through a garden hose.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of good lines. It's just been sampled to death, you know?
Yeah.
I might as well have Hank Kingsley saying, hey now, and, you know, pretty much every other.
Yeah, find his soundboard if you're going to do prank calls today.
Do you want to do a prank call?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Find someone on Craigslist.
I guess we can do it. Yeah, I'll quickly tell the story then. Last night, I was at an elementary school watching second graders do a puppet show.
Why?
Because I was horny. No. I'm starting
so
a...
So shiny.
Yeah.
So fragile.
I'll tell you
why.
Why
did it get so fucking hard to get laid in this town?
That's why. And I wanted to get laid for cookies. Cookies and milk. No, I was doing I'm interning now at a paper, local paper, a couple of them actually.
Centerview.
Yeah, it's actually called the Connection Network. It's like they do multiple local papers. And they're like, you want to come in today at 10:30 or you can just have an assignment at like 7 p.m. And of course, the last few days I've been sleeping till like noon. So I'm like, 10:30? What the hell is this? Of course I'll be there at 7 p.m. And so I show up, and I was just struck by, like, the first few minutes you're there, I guess when you get to my age, because I got, you know, a couple years on you guys, I was like, oh, man, look at the kids. You know, soon enough, it'd be nice to have some kids, wouldn't it? Some little, I look at it like this. There's no afterlife. The only thing I'm going to leave behind is a DNA sack, maybe. So try to have two or three of them. That's why it's like, you know, I got a couple.
I'm a sperm donor.
I tried it
once. You have
once.
A degree.
Yeah, but like, I got shot down because I did it online. Like, I heard they're advertising on JFK, like the sign of any good sperm bank, you know, on the home of Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Advertising for man juice. And I sent in, I was just like, yeah, I'm brown hair, brown eyes, got the degree. And I guess they were like all done with like the brown hair, brown eyes. You know, I'm trying to think who might have filled up that slot. Why is my sound? They came in, and they took all my slots.
What are you talking about? They have slick black hair.
That's what they said right before they finished in the cup, and yeah, and then the sperm bank shot me down because I was like, screw it. Even if you know, the stereotype is your man juice would go to all these really unattractive women, and so you'd be like, God, who is that ugly kid that looks strangely like me 10 years from now? You know. But, yeah, I tried. I was shot down. I'm not afraid to say it. You know why? Because I gave no real specific info. I must have been shot down on, like, eye and hair color. It was really like, what's your first name and that? And then they shot me down, and I cried.
No, like, professional athletes can sell it for, like, $200,000.
Yeah, I figure.
How awesome is that, being able to sell your sperm for $200,000?
Just like a stud bull or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just... You know, every...
It's like buying a horse fetus, like a racehorse
fetus.
Yeah,
you just hand someone a ball of tissues and be like, here, I'll pay for my Big Mac with this. What? You're... Laugh, man.
Mm-hmm. I am laughing.
On the inside. Doesn't translate on the air.
No, I'm coughing.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll live.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? I might get some good money for my goop. Like, I can... I'm okay shape. I can lift. I aced the SAT in the day. I got a really high IQ. I'm like... God, and I do this all the time, you know, like for nothing, for peanuts. I can make some money here.
I can be employee of the month for every month.
Oh my God, another caller. Good Lord, if it's my mom, maybe, who knows.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
I love greeting them all with that. That's like the best sound bite. Yellow. Oh, it's the phantom snorer. Is this Allison? It's Allison. It's Allison. I know it's Allison. Damn Allison Frank. God bless her. What? Why?
No, I was talking about my friend.
Your long, intense, smoldering gaze, sexy as it is, does not translate on the air, Matt. You gotta say something.
No, but anyway. Yeah, like my friend David.
Allison, call back and snore again. Go on.
Jeez.
What?
No, but...
I'm tricking her.
No, it's like his...
If she calls back, it is Allison. You fool. You gave it away.
No, like his retirement plan is that. He's like, oh, if I get a degree, then I'm just going to do that.
It's good cash.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone wants to buy his sperm.
I do.
For more than like $5. Yeah. That's like by the gallon.
Oh, but on the street, I don't care. yeah, just drinking it out of a
milk
jug. No,
it's gonna be like retarded because of all the weed you smoked.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be all lazy. They wouldn't even accept it.
Yeah, it's gonna be like
you have to pass a drug test.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the sperm with like the two heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the deformed one and like the ring in the center of it.
Like a hydra sperm.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
It's Cerberus sperm. It looked horrible.
I'm sorry, I don't know my sperm.
No, those were Greek mythological creatures.
Really?
Cerberus had three heads. The hydra had seven.
Wait, is a Cerberus the dog that got,
Yes.
At hell?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
See, you know your stuff. Give yourself a little credit.
So, Kylie, pat me on the back.
No. Yeah. On the air. Make it sexy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Anyhow, I'm trying to fit in because the whole point, they're doing a puppet show to benefit a school in Guatemala that was founded by one of the teacher's kids. So this guy is like a saint. You know what I mean? He goes down to Guatemala. He's like, I don't like the way that the international kids... Yeah, the international kids and the local Mayans don't get along. They don't go to school together. I'm going to found a school where everyone's going to live together in harmony. And so this guy... And he's got a little blonde daughter who's all angelic looking, you know? I'm just like, oh, this is perfect. So...
Is this the Barack Obama of Honduras?
White dude, like with a blonde daughter, you know? But, yeah.
Was he like a... Never mind, no.
No, he's not Honduran. He's just a white guy that went down there. I was like, I'm going to make a school.
Oh, okay.
I've never been tempted to even clean up the toilet seat after myself. And this guy goes to Guatemala and makes a school. I mean, more power to him. And I'm like, God, look at all these amazing human beings. And his mom was the one that put on the puppet show, and it was like really well executed. I'm like, you know what? There's like some artistic gifts behind this. Look at these people really making a difference in this world. And like within 10 minutes, I'm just like, you see these little kids, and it's like, you poor little bastards. How many of you are going to grow up to be drunkards and strippers, you know? And that starts going through my head. And then, like, they have a little slideshow of the kids, and at one point they're showing them with their pets, and the first slide is an Asian girl holding a chow dog. And I start laughing because, you know, you got to think.
Koreans eating dogs.
you're one step ahead of me.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what is with me? That there's, like, this beautiful, I'm in the presence of beauty, and, like, Christ-like people doing this great work, and all I can think about is like, which of these kids is going to grow up to give happy endings, and like, you know, who's eating their dogs and all. And I'm just like, what is wrong here, you know? But overall, it was actually pretty cool. I felt like a
It's a very realistic way to look at it.
Yeah, no, it's true. I was just laughing at like how 10 years ago I was, you know, 15, close to 20. I don't know. Yeah, 20 years ago. God, I'm old. 20 years ago, I was one of these little, you know, clean, scrubbed youths with infinite potential. And it's like, you do so much to protect the youth, and you die for your kids and all that. It's like, what do they really turn into? Other than a version of you that knows technology a little better. Like, who cares? We're all disappointments in the end. But, yeah.
Oh, well.
That was where I was going with that. We can call it a little early. We can do a prank call, maybe.
Nah.
What do you want to do, Matt? Call.
I don't know. We can just do the prank call.
Matt really wants to do a prank call.
So. Are you going to handle it?
Yeah, Kylie wants it. Yeah, I'll
no,
do
I
it.
Don't.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay, Road Warrior. Then we are going to dig up a prank call for you. Washington, D.C., Craigslist.org.
Hey, I have to say you're on the air, right? I have to say that, right? But I mean, like, really quickly, like, just sneak in there and be like, you're on the air. Hello?
You know the drill perfectly. Will was just like, I don't care. I'm like, Will, it's not like you're flaunting my rules. It's the FCC, good sir. Services, it's under erotic. Why? Oh, it's because I keep hitting the wrong button. Maybe that's why I'm right-clicking on everything. I'm like, why aren't you working? Erotic services. Women for men or men for men?
Huh?
Pick your path.
Men for men. I mean, that's got to be funny. Go.
Only image. Oh, in Chantilly.
Oh.
Discreet, private, sensual, full body massage.
Oh, yeah, we're doing them.
Oh. Oh. Why did I click to see the picture?
Let me see.
Private. It's just a dude with his junk out. It looks professionally photographed, too. I can't. I'm going to put my thumb up. I don't want to see that. Okay, private in-home studio with table, massage is full body sensual. Your pick gets mine and all the details. I'm slim, swimmer's build male. I don't know. What is this swimmer's build thing? Sensual massages, erotic massage, young guy wanted, blacktop in DC with stamina. I like blacktop with stamina.
What is blacktop?
Blacktop means you're the white bottom. He's the guy that gives. You're the one that receives. He pitches the ball. You're the catcher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. I don't want to.
Let's see this one.
God. Oh, no. He's email only. I don't know. You sure you don't want a woman? I don't know. You can do a man.
Let's just take the woman.
You can do a man. I mean, either one would foil any political aspirations you ever had. Because I would sell this to hard copy or anything else to make like $20. Great reviews. New.
Don't vote for Macanoza.
Pinky, Vixen. Yeah, exactly. You're not real. I want a real fat girl. Let's get a big, what is it? BBW.
Yeah, BBW. What does that stand for anyway?
Big beautiful woman. Anyone want to
I don't think there's any such thing as that.
Other than Roseanne.
And Monique.
Oh, she is B. The other B is questionable. I can't verify if she's W. 5'6", a luscious 250+, which means 285. 46 double D, 44, 48, and beautiful hazel eyes that will mesmerize you upon our encounter. They are deep as a half pint of Ben and Jerry's chocolate. I made that one up, but that would work, right? Okay, if you want to, let's see if we get a number.
What am I going to say to her? Be like, yeah, I enjoy having, I don't know.
I enjoy
having 300 pounds put on my chest.
Yeah, say
you. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Okay, mention bliss when calling. I'm going to, you know what, we'll stay on mic. And if we laugh, then we just hang up. phone level's up. Okay, so.
So, what's the deal?
Let's give you the details.
Yeah.
I'll pull off the phone. And if you want to bump, it's cool, man. It's 350. We got a show here. We can't just do the outro if you want to bump.
It's 350 already?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you just want to ski dat, that's cool.
That was a fast hour. Yeah, sure, we'll go with it.
You just want bail?
No, go with prank call.
Okay.
I'd love to do the soundboard, though. Like the Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Okay, she's just,
What were the details? Just tell me what I'm doing.
Money exchanges for companionship and modeling services. Anything else that may occur is a matter of choice between two consenting adults of legal age and is not contracted for. Ask if you can eat food off of her. Like hot fried food. She's Spanish, Filipino, and German.
Yeah, God.
Let's see what we can get. And you can hear the phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 973-400-2643. Mention bliss when calling.
What's that mean, bliss?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1 or 0 when calling this number.
Why? It's a 703.
Mention bliss. What's that mean?
All right. Bliss is probably just like, you know, code is maybe her whack-off name.
Oh, okay. She changes personalities.
Yeah.
Enter
if this
bliss.
Doesn't go, we're just bailing. Because...
We're sorry.
All right, screw
you
that.
Must first dial a
another
1
day,
or
sir.
0 when
you
calling
call
this
in.
Number.
Oh,
will
yeah,
you
call
have...
me on my own when I'm drunk
yeah,
at 2 in the
call
morning.
In and we can do the we can pre-record these if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Kylie and Matt for being troopers and coming on in.
No problem.
I had a blast, and I am going to sound awesome because the group I'm playing today, a British group in the batch of outro music, they're called Trembling Blue Stars, and they, I've actually been talking with them. They're very hyped to get played on the radio today. They're like, I don't care if your audience is small, we're happy your show rocks and you're going to, play us. They're friends of a good friend of mine, Jen. She got me introduced to them. So I've been talking to them. My voice cracks. Their music's bitching. So I hope you enjoy it. We got a little special outro, the usual drill. So everyone enjoy the song. And thanks again to Beth of Trembling Blue Stars for giving me the thumbs up to play this. Don't I sound like an awesome DJ now? Talking to these British chicks, they're like, play our music. You know, that was my British voice. Wasn't that awesome? Hello, governor. Play our tune. So, all right, gang. We'll see you another week.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
I Care by Al Bundy. When Hooters jiggle around, and I find nickels on the ground, I care. When a Mustang engine purrs, and the bathroom is not hers, I care. When the pitcher's on the mound, and the wife is underground, I care. Thank you.
The sun.